Welcome to the Fuller Chasing Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, and it's the 25th of January. And I'm recording at 10:18 p.m. on another nice, mild day here in London. Okay. Now, well, let's see what happened here with stock markets today first, and then assess that situation. First, the Asia-Pacific markets were pretty firm overall. A number of good gains, including in Japan, including the Hong Kong indices, including Taiwan. These are all well over 1%, including Australia and Malaysia and also Indonesia. The only exception, the one that was fractionally lower, was Thailand. So, weigh it all up, it was a strong day in the Asia-Pacific region. It didn't last, however, because the firm follow-on that we started to get very early, pre-markets in Europe, got scuppered by the old enemy here, which was another plunge in oil prices. And so that pushed them lower. Biggest decline was for the Spanish IBEX market, and down 1.75%. The other indices, the other European indices were all lower. And I think they'll have a tough day tomorrow if we don't get firm Asia Pacific, or more importantly, if we don't get a bounce in oil prices, because Wall Street closed really on its lows here. Quite a soft performance, yes, and Dow was down over 1.25%, the S&P down over 1.5%, and a similar decline for the NASDAQ Composite Index, and Canada slightly worse. Overall, the only plus among the bigger ones was Brazil was up Brazil's closed. so a lot of red, unfortunately, here. Now, it's kind of bizarre, in my opinion, that stock market investors have just sort of latched on to this thing with the oil price, and are allowing it to pretty well dictate the trend for stock markets on a day-to-day basis. It's bizarre because you've got Saudi Arabia having started off this whole slump down by producing as much as they possibly could, and everyone else following in the crude oil market. They have actually weakened their hand as far as energy is concerned, but the markets basically have just decided if oil's going down, that's a bad news situation as far as all oil producers are actually concerned, and that will have knock-on effects in other parts of the economy, and it will also not just mining shares, it'll be just slower global GDP growth generally. And there's a ring of truth to that. So we had two solid days of gains in oil on Thursday and Friday last week, but unraveled a chunk of it here today. As I look at Brent crude, is down over $2 to 30.14, and it had been as high as 32.81 earlier today. So this close is near its low, and the WTI crude is down a eye-watering $2.39 to 29.80. It had been at 32.74. So you see how big these swings are, and it's after hours trading, but it's near the low of the day here overall. So again, I repeat this point: it's the same old story. If you want a stock market rally, get get shorts to cover or longs to come in and buy crude oil prices to push that up. And we've been seeing that for a while. It certainly isn't going to last forever. But there's no evidence that it's about to give up the ghost just yet. Now, what happened elsewhere? The precious metals. A lot of steady action, although not in palladium. And that was down almost $11, $489. But we did have silver, somewhat stronger, up just over 18 cents to $14.24. Still trading, as I say, here after hours. Platinum did extremely well, up just over $28 to $8.59, nearly $8.60. And gold bullion a little bit higher at $1,109 here overall. So precious metal sector steady. Industrial metals did not do so well. Some of them were steady early on, but then lost the gains overall. And copper, the last to close here, the U.S. copper price is down a cent at 199.25, down 1 cent. Yes, you didn't think it had fallen 50% in one day. Okay, elsewhere, looks like soft commodities a little bit weaker for the most part, particularly white sugar, down 7.5 cents to $4.21. Coffee market a fraction steadier, but not much movement there. Soybeans look mostly a little lower. Corn about unchanged. So not much going on in the other softs that I can see on my screen here. But again, the story's all about crude oil in here today, and that brings out the shorts and keeps the potential bulls very wary. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.